listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Rod Serbus, from Senior Pastor of St. John Lutheran Church in Darien, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Serbus.
Good morning, brother.
Thanks so much for being my guest this morning. Tell us about St. John Lutheran Church in Darien, Illinois.
Well, we are just located just outside the Chicagoland area. We're Chicago, if you're not from Illinois. If you're from Chicago, we're outside of it. And we're getting excited for our Oktoberfest we're about to kick off this Saturday, or this Sunday, rather.
Oktoberfest. Now, tell me a little bit about the history of Oktoberfest at St. John.
Well, we had been doing it a couple years back before I got here. I've been here about 3 years now. And it kind of had fallen away, as things do in church. We do things and then we put them down for a while. And I was talking to some of my brothers and sisters here about how it's so great that we can come together as a community for hearing the word, receiving the supper together. But why can't we get together for more family time stuff, too, to be multi-generational? And one of my sisters, Trisha, said, hey, let's get an Oktoberfest going again. So her and a lot of my other members really have been toiling hard to line this up so we can get together and really kind of just hang out with each other. Families hang out. Church families should be able to hang out together. And we're excited to do this. We're excited to have some of our friends come over, too, and spend some time with us, eat some brats, listen to some accordion music. Have a little blast.
Now, will you be playing the accordion?
Oh, boy. As my congregation knows all too well, not only do I not sing, but I don't play any instruments. It's a joyful noise. It is not necessarily when it comes out of my mouth. But Joel DeLuca, he is a one-man orchestra, and we're excited to have him strolling our lot with us.
Very fun. Now, tell me a little bit about the food at this event.
Oh, my. We're bringing in a ton of brats and a ton of, one thing I love about Lutherans is we make a mean potluck. So we're bringing in the main dish with the brats and the hot dogs and the burgers, but we're having our members bring in those recipes, especially the famous recipes, that German sauerkraut, the potato salads that we love. So we get a little taste of everybody's nuclear family home with our church family as we come together again, because, boy, we throw a mean potluck.
Now, in the past, tell me about the crowd that shows up for this event.
Well, in the past, it's really kind of focused on the reaching out to our neighborhood communities. And we were doing that, and that's how it had been done for a long time. And we seek to do that again, to kind of reach out to our surrounding area. But this time, we're really kicking it off, and we're trying to do a new start. Our district president, Dr. Gilbert, says, try a new start sometimes. And we're trying to revitalize this and really get together and spend time with the church family. And when we do that, we're going to invite our friends, our neighbors, people in our inner circles this time as we start a little smaller, and we look to do it again next year and make it a little bit bigger and a little bit more each year so that we can kind of have that opportunity to rub elbows and bump into people because it's important to spend time with our neighbors. And this is a great way to do it in our beautiful church lot right out there and enjoy what God's given us in the creation.
Pastor, what happens when we spend time together like this? I mean, it's great to gather together for divine service, for Bible study. What happens when we gather together for a meal and entertainment and visiting like this?
I tell you, that's where some really awesome fellowship happens. I mean, when I became a pastor, I was under the disillusionment that ministry happens so much just on Sunday mornings and just in the church building. But really, ministry happens in the in-betweens. And members get together and they share time together. They share their table fellowship together. They're going to inevitably do what families do. They're going to share stories. They're going to share laughs. They're going to share the experiences that they've had together as forgiven sinners, as Christ-made saints. And as we do that, we're going to grow in bond as we get to know each other. I have unfortunately seen people get upset with churches because someone moved something. But people don't leave church homes when they have families, when they have friends there. And we're making connections that other people who are outside the church can see and go, I want that kind of community. I want people that I can count on. So many people don't even get to have physical contact during the week. But to see us outside having fun, enjoying music, enjoying each other's company, that's something I think the world can go, hey, they got something going on there. And of course, we have something going on. We have our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us even a greater feast that we get to share together.
Indeed, indeed. Amen. Well, what else would you like for us to know about this upcoming Oktoberfest, Pastor?
Well, why don't I share the details? It's Sunday, September 18th. We're going to kick it off at 11:30. We didn't want to go earlier because we're not cutting out Bible class. It's worship, it's Bible class, and then we're going to go to the lot and go to the basement for our Oktoberfest at 11:30. We're going to run it to about 2 this year. And boy, if you're in the area, if you're anywhere near the Chicagoland area, feel free to come off and join us right off the cast. We're easy to find. We're across from the Jewel right up here. But I'm excited to spend time with my brothers and get to spend some time in the summer heat.
Indeed. Now, do you have a favorite polka at Oktoberfest?
You know, I am so bad with musical names. When I come to picking out hymns, usually I ask my wife, oh, what's the one that goes? And I hum the ditty. Polka music, I just love it because it's so fun and it's so almost foreign that it just gets me excited with the fast beat. So I'm excited to hop around or hobble along, or if I call that dancing. So I'm excited to get out and move to any of it.
How can we find out more about the upcoming Oktoberfest, Pastor?
Oh, sure. Well, why don't I direct them to our website? It's www.sjlc, stands for St. John Lutheran Church, Darien, Darien.org. And we have some stuff there, and also on our Facebook page, which you can Google that up because it's got a longer name, but our website's probably a good place to go.
SJLCDARIEN.org. SJLCDARIEN.org. Very good. Thanks so much, Pastor, for sharing with us about this upcoming Oktoberfest at St. John Lutheran Church in Darien, Illinois.
Thank you, brother. Have a great day.
You too. God's peace. We have more His Time on the way. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.